Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people like you to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. You know, simply, I'm here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Also, I invite any of your questions, comments, and suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you all for your participation. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I am truly grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer as always, followed by my very special, inspiring guest, Nancy Ubel, who is a master clinical hypnotherapist, a workshop presenter, and a shamanic practitioner who has studied current and past life therapies in the U.S. and India. She gives talks and workshops about spiritual growth and self-healing all across the country. Her website is www.edgarcasey.org, which we will talk about later in the show when she comes on. Who is Edgar Casey? We shall find out. But for now, I invite you to be present with me. I invite you to be present with our guest. I invite you to be present with yourself and all that there is, creating unity and oneness on the air. Is it possible? Yes, it is. Can we create it? Yes, we can. Can we make a difference? Can we change? Can we inspire from within? Yes, we can. Can we transform our beliefs to higher and more empowering beliefs? Yes, we can. Can we heal the past in order to live and create from the now, from the present? Yes, we can. We can, for we have the will inside of us, as it is the will of our soul, the will of our God self, our true self, our authentic self, wide open and alive as we awaken to it right here, right now. I invite you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths in. 1, go for it. Breathe in. And exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to relax into the moment now. Excellent. 1 more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale ah, relaxing. Allowing and letting go of any control and tension you're holding on to. Beautiful. And 1 more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Shaking out your arms, your legs, your shoulders. Drop all of it, all of it. Everything that you're holding on to. Shake it out. Release to allow yourself to be present with us. We're going to have a magnificent show. With gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine, all that there is, the allness, the oneness, the source of all goodness, of all blessings, of all creation, the source of all beauty, the source of all love. We are truly grateful for all that we have and all that we are. We are truly grateful to be alive as we say yes to life right here, right now. No matter what is going on in our lives, it is an opportunity for us to say yes, yes to every single thing and every single person that is in our life as angels, as a source of all good. Even those who seem like they're not of much help to us, that they bring pain and suffering to us at times, those are our best teachers. Really, they are. I know from experience, and I invite you to be open to an expanded you right here, right now, with gratitude and appreciation. I say I love you, I appreciate you. I invite you to stay attuned all the way to the end of the show for an inspiring awakening show. God bless you all. And come back into the here and the now with me as I reintroduce our beautiful special guest. Nancy Ubel is a master clinical hypnotherapist, workshop presenter, and shamanic practitioner who has studied current and past life therapies in the U.S. and India. She gives talks and workshops about spiritual growth and self-healing across the country. The website to learn more about her is www.edgarcasey.org. Without further ado, we invite and welcome our guest, Nancy.
Hello, Michelle, and greetings to all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate you sharing your time and your knowledge and your intelligence and your personal experience with us. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Nancy, for those who are not aware of Edgar Casey, because your website is not up yet, right?
That's correct.
From what I know of Edgar Casey, he was a sleeping prophet, this is what I know, and a clairvoyant.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Edgar Casey?
Yes. Edgar Casey lived and worked at the end of the 1900s, and he died in 1945. He is probably the best documented clairvoyant in the Western world, and he gave over 10,000 readings. In which people asked him questions about primarily health, but also past lives, and many other questions that they had.
Right. And these 10,000 readings, are they, what I learned is that there are different topics, health-related, reincarnation, dreams, psychic phenomena, spiritual growth. Is that right?
That is correct. There were actually more than 10,000 topics that he covered in his readings. And so it's a vast body of spiritual knowledge that is still beneficial for us today. And in fact, many of the health remedies that he gave are now being documented by science.
Right. I love him. I just love his energy.
Yes.
I have a picture of him in my room, and I just love his pure energy, his pure essence.
Yes.
And so, Nancy, thank you very much. How are you associated with Edgar Casey organization, the ARE, right?
That's correct. The ARE, the headquarters are in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For a period of time, I was executive director of the association. I helped start the hypnotherapy sessions there that they give at the health spa, and they also have a massage school, and I taught the Dreams and Meditation course at the massage school. I continue to give workshops around the country for the ARE. In fact, I'll be giving one on May 10th in Marina Del Rey on past lives. And I also mentor online e-groups that are four-week groups dedicated to a particular topic. And the next one that I'll be mentoring is May 14th, called Decision Making Using Your Intelligent Heart.
Right. Beautiful. Thank you very much. And ARE stands for Association for Research and Enlightenment Incorporated.
That is correct.
Right. Beautiful.
Yes.
So you have a seminar, a workshop coming May 10th. This is fascinating. Past lives. I am a true, dedicated believer of past lives. I'm going to say I'm personally beyond belief. It's in my knowing because I've done so many past life regressions with different practitioners and actually on myself and in healing my lupus, as I say week after week, that I was healed from lupus central nervous system 6 years ago. And
yes.
Past life was, going to my past life was such an amazing tool for healing for me, listeners and Nancy. And it's in my knowing. Nancy, I want to ask you, for those who may be listening right now and saying, past life, I don't believe in it, hogwash, what do you have to say? What do you want to say to these people?
I want to say that it really doesn't matter if you believe in past lives or not. If it's a tool that can benefit you, then it's useful to heal those things as you were able to heal on a physical level, but also mental, spiritual, emotional level. It could be thought of as a metaphor. As a dream brings information, a past life regression could also bring information that comes from the consciousness, comes from your higher self, to guide you to live a happier, healthier, more divinely connected life.
Right, right. So I'm a timeline therapy practitioner as well, and I know what I know, but I want to hear it from your perception and your perspective and your experience. So if a person does not believe in past lives, it doesn't block their healing, does it?
It does not.
Okay. Okay.
It does not.
Okay. Another question is, what if people are controlling? People say, I'm controlling. I know that there is no way that I'm able to go into my past life.
Mm-hmm.
What suggestion do you have?
To be playful with it. Be like a child. And let your conscious mind, which does not have the information, go on a short holiday. And allow your subconscious mind to bring the information to consciousness so that your conscious mind can analyze it after the session is over.
Beautiful, beautiful. And afterwards, when people do their regression with you or in groups, how do they feel afterwards usually? What are your experiences?
They feel inspired. They have many of them feel better physically. They have many different positive emotions, insights that they did not have before.
Beautiful. They awaken to insights that was hidden from their consciousness, and they have awakened. For myself, I feel more empowered after I get these insights that I was not aware of on a daily basis.
Absolutely. More empowered and more in control in a way, because You can bring your power back that you've left in a past life or with another relationship and bring it back to have access to it in your current life.
Right, right. And when they have access for their present life, they get their learnings, they're more empowered, helps, supports to live in the present moment. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, I agree. That you have more energy to create what you choose to create in your life. Once we bring our patterns to consciousness, we can recognize whether they're in accord with our spiritual ideal or not. And if they're not, we can change them. And as we change them and vibrate more with the divine, our lives become more fulfilling. We feel happier. Things were more in the flow.
Beautiful. And I invite all the listeners, please allow yourself to be open. You never know what you're going to gain and awaken to from this conversation. Allow yourself to receive. There's no charge. It's free, right? It's free to be open. It's free to receive. It's an act of kindness to oneself as you allow. Very interesting, Nancy, and the listeners, last night I was doing a belief checkup for myself. You know, what's my belief about regarding a limiting belief?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting how I just went into one of my past lives when I was a nun, and the emotion that came up for me was shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame because I wasn't able to live up to my full potential, shame towards God. Like, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, as a nun, I wasn't able to live up to my full potential. And as I got that and got my learnings, it was just like someone poured water all over me. Do you have any experiences of your own, Nancy, that you can share with us?
Yes, I had a series of past life recalls where I would be in a situation and I would be suddenly back in a past life. And I had three in a row, and I asked myself, what is the common theme in these recalls? Because one was being a slave, being hunted down. Another, I had a black hood put over my head as I was about to be hanged. And the third one was being in a pit with a metal door over the top of it so that I couldn't get out. And as I thought about it, the theme was that I was being a victim. And so this was a negative thought form that was limiting me at the time. So as I recognized that this victim thought form was present in my energy, I then chose to change that. But I could not have if it had not come to my consciousness.
Right. And it's such a freeing experience to heal the past, to awaken, and to really live in the present moment. And so it's not just for dis-ease, for relationship, for financial issues, for spirituality, right?
Yes. And
yes, go ahead.
You can also bring back skills and talents from the past that have been dormant that you can use in this life.
Beautifully said, because I've actually used that tool. That's beautifully said.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting for it to pop up sometime during this conversation. Yes, I'm going to share mine so that the listeners get that I'm talking from authenticity. This is not just a show of reading books.
Yes.
You know, that actually I did that in order to write my book, that I was a writer in one of my past lifetimes. And I quit as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fulfill, again, my full potential. And when I went and got my learnings, then I sat down. You know, I went from resisting to writing the book to really joyfully writing the book. Do you have any experiences of any of your clients that you can share with us, you know, getting their talents, regaining and becoming aware of their talents, or of yourself? It doesn't matter.
In the workshops that I present, like the one I'm going to be giving in Marina Del Rey, they often come back with a skill or talent that they didn't know they had that they can put to use in their current life as teachers, healers, many healers, and other helping services to people.
Right, right. How empowering. And this workshop is on May 10th.
That is
correct. In California. Now, if someone can't make it, Nancy, and they'd like to have phone sessions with you to release and heal the past in order to be present, do you do phone sessions?
Yes, I do phone sessions. And phone sessions can be very beneficial.
Okay.
And
how are they beneficial?
They can act just as a past life regression in person. It doesn't matter whether, because we're talking about energy, it doesn't matter if the person is sitting next to me or sitting 500 miles away in their own room.
Okay.
We're still able to access the past just as if the person were here.
Beautiful. Nancy, and what's the contact number or an email where people can contact you, be in touch with you?
People can email me at Nancy Ubel. That's NancyUbel@comcast.net.
Beautiful. And is there a phone number they can contact you, or email is best?
The phone number is 925-876-9463.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Nancy, now I'm thinking, it's coming to me, there's a listener listening out there who's saying, I love this, but I have depression, I have anxiety, I'm on medication. Is this healthy for me? Is this going to bring up something that I can't deal with and make me worse? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. That's a question that comes up.
Thank you.
We ask that the higher self of the person monitor the session and that nothing be brought to consciousness that the person is not able to handle at that time. So it's self-monitoring. The person's higher self will not allow something to come that the person's not ready for.
Okay.
It's a very safe process. And a good past life regressionist will not push a person to do more than he or she is ready for at the time.
Right, because they're going to have a breakdown, right?
Well, they may not have a breakdown, but they may receive more information than they can process.
Right, and then have a breakdown.
well, hopefully not.
No. It's just that actually I've heard this from someone. That's why I just want to give the word out there to the people that there is a solution. There's a solution out there, you know?
There is a solution, and we can protect ourselves when we do energy work. And it's important that we do that, and also that we work with somebody that we trust. And our bodies will tell us if we can trust the information that we receive or not, if we listen to our bodies. Not our minds so much, but our bodies will tell us the truth.
Okay. Beautiful. Nancy, let me just have the opportunity to reintroduce you for the people that may just have joined us. We're speaking to Nancy Ubel, who is a master clinical hypnotherapist, a workshop presenter, and a shamanic practitioner who has studied current and past life therapies in the U.S. and India. She also gives talks and workshops about spiritual growth and self-healing across the country. Her website is www.edgarcasey.org. Wonderful. Nancy, another question that may pop up is, was everybody a famous person in a past lifetime? Or was I a cat or a dog or an animal? What's your experience?
Interesting questions. Well, the first one that you asked is something that I've read that people ask about, and that seems to be a common misperception.
Okay.
It is very rare when a person has a regression and they find out that they were a famous person that you could have read about in history. More often, they're living an ordinary life as a farmer or a priest or nun, but not someone that you would have read about in history books.
Okay.
Now, I think that it is possible that those people who have a past life regression and believe that they were an important person, they may be tapping into the energy of that archetype. Now, that's not to say that people who have been figures in history don't come back and reincarnate, but it's also possible that we can tap into the energy of what that person symbolized, because it's a lesson that we need to learn in this life.
Beautiful. I love learnings.
Me
too. I just love learnings. Every time I go into a past, you know, regressing to childhood or mother's womb or generations ago or past lives, I'm just, you know, it may not be comfortable because I've been a warrior, I've been abused and slave, I've been there, I've gone, you know,
yes,
and hung and all of that. But when I get the learnings, and I invite you guys out there really to just be open, it's really fascinating. It's just another world to explore. It's so empowering. It's so exciting just to get a learning. Ah, wow. And this is why this is going on in this area of my life. Right, Nancy?
That's right. Now, you asked a second part to that question, and that was, have I ever been a cat or a dog?
Or a horse, or a horse,
or another animal.
Or a fish.
Well, I can say that Edgar Casey did not believe in transmigration of the soul, where we migrated from an animal to a human. In other religions and cultures, they do have that belief. I think we need to be open to all possibilities and see what information comes to us. I, however, have not regressed anyone who was an animal in a past life. But, of course, that wasn't the focus of the regression.
Right. How about a person being an animal in this lifetime, like someone's pet? Like they're in love with their dog, you know. I know that this dog, every time I look into this dog, not me, but I've had my friends.
Uh-huh.
Every time I look into my dog's face, I know that this is a person in there. You know, I've heard this several times.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I feel like this about one of the squirrels that I feed outside of my home. I have like a bunch of squirrels. After they came into my house several times with the door open,
mm-hmm.
I decided to feed them outside. And I honestly feel like one of them is a human being. Like I can telepathically have a conversation with this squirrel. What's your experience?
Well, I think from a shamanic perspective, that could be one of our helping spirits appearing to us as an animal that will make us feel comfortable and help us in some way, and is a metaphor, again, for what we need at that time in our lives.
Beautiful. Can we explore that shamanic?
Yes.
Shamans. Can we elaborate and explore for
well,
the listeners that don't know what a shaman is or a shamanic perspective? Yes.
A shaman, as the term is generally used now, would be a traditional healer. And there have been, although the word is specific to Siberia, there are shamans in all cultures. And this is, and a shaman can go into an altered state, non-ordinary reality, and work with healing spirits, power animals, spirits in the upper world, to bring healing, to bring health to a person or a community, help identify where the fish are for fishermen, but really be a part of the community to assist on a level that others cannot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that from a shamanic perspective, a dog and its owner, the dog is a spirit that has come into this owner's life in order to teach him something or to be of comfort, something like that you're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
They can be there to be of assistance, to be a protector. A dog could be a protector.
Mm-hmm.
Or could bring comfort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I have a friend who has a dog and is absolutely in love with his dog.
Uh-huh.
And actually, he says that this dog has taught him how to love unconditionally. It just brings tears to my eyes. And I'm sure that there are listeners out there who can identify dogs, cats, goldfish, whatever.
That's correct. I have two cats, so I understand that. And I think that animals are here to help us be more closely connected with nature, with spirit, with source, and show us a different way. And they're much more intelligent than we generally give them credit for. And we can communicate with them energetically.
Right, right. I love animals. I love everything. I'm in love with the oneness. I'm
yes.
in love with all the listeners and you being on this show. This is such an exciting and different topic for us on this show, and I really, really appreciate it. Now, Nancy, are there any other ways to access past life information other than regressing?
Yes, there are. In fact, there are a number of different ways. Past life regression is a very useful tool because the information comes through the person who is being regressed. But you can also have information on a past life from a past life reading. And some people, like Edgar Cayce, were very good at that. I would prefer past life regression to a past life reading, because a reading has to be filtered through someone else's consciousness
mm-hmm.
rather than the person who's getting the information. Now, there are other ways to get past life information. Doing body work, like a massage. It's amazing that when you have a massage and the massage therapist will massage a certain part of your body, a memory will come to mind. Also, doing energy work can bring memories to consciousness.
Right.
Dreams are a wonderful way to get past life information. I remember having a dream in which there were people in a village were running because there were people from another village coming on horseback that were pillaging the village. And the nature of the dream was so unlike a normal dream because of the way the people were dressed and what was happening that I knew that this was a past life memory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, there's spontaneous recall, as I mentioned before about the spontaneous recalls that I had. You might also have physical feelings that bring back past lives. One rather funny one I had, I was going to a chiropractor. Luckily, he was associated with the ARE, the Edgar Cayce's ARE, and so he understood this kind of information, but my leg felt like I had a club foot. And then as he worked on it, it felt like a peg leg. And I believe that this was past life memories held in my body, in my energy system, that were coming to the surface to be released.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I had a friend a while back tell me that as she was swimming, she all of a sudden recalled a past life experience, but then she freaked out.
Yeah.
And she just shut down. She just closed herself. She didn't want to see it. She was just like in shock.
Uh-huh.
The first time, all of a sudden, seeing it. But it actually helped her realize something about her swimming skills and a fear that she had as a child swimming.
Yes.
So when you talk about spontaneous recollections.
Well,
you know, yes, go ahead.
Well, visiting other countries or power places can also bring back past life memories. I remember when I was on my first trip to Tibet, we were traveling from Nepal to Tibet and going up very high, and we were on a bus. And as we crossed the border, I found myself crying and saying to myself, why has it taken me so long to come back?
So, Nancy and the listeners, there may be listeners out there listening to all of this and saying, what am I going to do when I have a spontaneous recollection of a past life? What should I do? Well, my suggestion is just to be calm, just to be. This is all about being.
Yes.
You see what you see, you hear what you hear, you sense what you sense, and you just remain calm. And you can ask questions. What, you know, why am I seeing this now? Why has this shown up now? What's my learning now? And you can just get it from your own consciousness and just accept joyfully without any judgment and just let it pass. This is my suggestion to anyone that may have or may be experiencing this. Nancy, what is your suggestion if all of a sudden...
Your suggestions are wonderful. I would also suggest that the person practice some deep breathing at the time to be totally in the body and not leave the body when this happens, and just accumulate as much information as possible from this experience and journal it. It's important to write these things down so we can look at them later and then look for synchronicities, because the universe is wonderful at bringing additional information to us to confirm what we are thinking or to help us find the thread that will bring us the information that opens the door to the knowledge that we need at that time.
Beautifully said. Aligning with the universe and all that there is, and actually consciously asking for more guidance. Lead me. Show me. You know, how can this information heal me? Just, I believe in really communicating with the divine inside and out and just allowing. And just touching upon what you said, breathing, I just remembered something about 3 weeks ago. I did rebirthing for the first time, which is like lying down and just breathing for a whole hour.
Yes.
To cleanse, and I never had done it. I had the most amazing, I don't know if any of the listeners out there have had this experience or will be inspired to. You know, towards like the last 15 minutes, I had past life recollections of Egypt and Israel and really fascinating learnings and just feeling more whole and complete through my learning, through my awakening. And when you said about the breath, I just recalled this.
Yes,
so there is,
I've also done the rebirthing process. It's an amazing thing. And when I was doing it, I love a sense of humor, and the universe was sending me jokes while I was doing the rebirthing process.
So all things are possible.
All things are possible, and it doesn't all have to be serious.
Right. Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah. I just want to like really be with this. We take life so seriously every single day. Do, have, and we really forget about our being, you know, allowing ourselves to have fun. This was one of my learnings this morning, actually. I just woke up and I said, you know what? Today I'm going to have fun. I'm just going to be. I'm going to have fun, but be responsible.
Yes.
I had to add that, and, you know, it just came to me. Have fun and be responsible at the same time. And what you're saying is past life regressions of all types can be fun and enjoyable.
Yes, they can.
Fantastic. Let me have the opportunity again to reintroduce you. We're speaking to Nancy Ubel, who is a master clinical hypnotherapist, workshop presenter, and shamanic practitioner. She has studied current and past life therapies in the U.S. and India, and she gives talks and workshops about spiritual growth and self-healing across the country. Her website is www.edgarkc.org. Nancy, would you like to give your contact number and your email address one more time, please?
Yes. My contact number is 925-876-9463. My email address, Comcast.net.
Thank you very much, with gratitude. So Nancy, again, she's having a past life workshop May 10th in California. But for those who can't make it, Nancy, you also have online group.
That is correct.
Okay.
These are sponsored by the ARE, in the Association for Research and Enlightenment, started by Edgar Cayce in Virginia Beach, Virginia. However, people from all over the world can participate on these four-week online groups. And these are a wonderful experience because there are lessons and with audio regressions that you can take and practice in the privacy of your own home at your own convenience. There's a discussion board that you can comment or converse with other people in the group if you choose, or not if you don't choose. But it is a wonderful transformative experience. And I believe that's one of the biggest benefits of past life regression, is that they can transform your life to one that is more joyful, more in keeping with your true purpose as a spiritual being.
Beautiful. My God, how fortunate we are. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you can't make it to the workshop. Okay, here she's offering an online group all across the country. Excuse me. We are really fortunate. I just have to take this opportunity. It comes from my heart all of a sudden. How fortunate we are. The opportunities and the possibilities that we have is incredible. I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Divine. I really appreciate it. So this topic is for June 10th, is decision-making using your intelligent heart, correct?
It starts on May 14th, so it's coming up soon, and it goes through June 10th.
Okay, and how is it? Is it weekly?
There are lessons posted each week, so there's a new lesson each week. But it goes through the whole four-week process.
Okay.
So if you If you are not able to look at the lesson on the day it's posted, you can look at it anytime during the 4 weeks.
And this is posted on www.edgarcasey.org?
That's correct.
Okay, and where do they go? How do they find it?
They can click on eGroups, which is under Education on the left sidebar.
Okay, fantastic. And so you have another e-group coming up August 6th to September 2nd. As I'm reading the information, vibrations moving you to a higher dimension. Ooh la la.
Yeah.
this sounds like a groove.
It is.
Vibrations moving you to a higher dimension. I don't know, I just felt a groove all of a sudden. Yes, tell us more about this one.
Well, the intention of this e-group is to help clear out imprints and any blockages in your energetic body that are negatively impacting you on the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. And as you vibrate at a higher level, you will attract that higher vibration to you. And those people and situations that operate at a lower vibration will no longer be attracted to you. So you can live a happier and healthier life by cleaning up your energetic body.
So true. The power of our vibration and just attracting more goodness. I mean, the goodness is right here, right now, right?
Yes,
it is. The blessings are here, the goodness is here. The prosperity, the abundance, everything, the love is right here. But it's just us blocking it, shutting off, feeling so bad about ourselves, not respecting, not loving. Right, Nancy? And the listeners out there, you know it. You know it. I've been there. I am there at times, and I consciously choose to bring my vibration up. And this is how you support us. Right, Nancy?
That's right. Because when we focus on the negative, we attract that energy to us. So when we shift our focus to positive, then we start bringing in positive energy.
Right.
And our lives can change in amazing ways. When we allow the universe to work with us, when we're not working at cross purposes to the universe.
Right, going with the flow.
Going with the flow.
Going with the flow. And I bet the listeners out there know exactly what you're talking about. There has been many, many times in their lives where they have experienced when they're up, feeling good, and their vibration is high, and they're in synchronicity with everything that is. Miracles take place.
Miracles do take place. And when we let go of limiting thoughts and ideas, thinking that things can only happen in one way or that our possibilities are only 1, 2, 3, and 4, when indeed they are unlimited. When we limit ourselves in that way, then those other possibilities can't come to us. So when we open ourselves to the abundance of the universe in all ways, it will come to us and guide us if we allow it.
I'm going to say amen to that.
Yes.
I'm going to say amen to that. And I invite all the listeners to be a magnificent possibility today. Who are you going to be as a magnificent expanded possibility? I dare you. Who are you going to be? I'm going to be in the present moment, I am a possibility of love. I'm just saying possibility within the realm of possibilities. I choose to be loved. Anyway, so Nancy, another ego. You're very, very busy, Nancy.
Yes, I am.
Making a difference. This one is from November 5th to December 2nd. This one's called Transform Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. I love it.
Yes.
Tell us more about this one.
This one is learning to identify negative self-talk and changing that, because when we constantly say negative things to ourselves, we solidify that thought form. And that thought form most likely did not come from us. It may have been early on in our lives, or our parents, relatives, teachers, or friends may have labeled us, oh, you're a slow learner, maybe you're too heavy, and we take that on as our own thought. It becomes part of us, not recognizing that it was really somebody else's thought, but it's also a learning for us. So when we recognize that, we can release that negative energy and change that to positive self-talk and change that pattern that may have been initiated in a past life that we brought into this life to change, to transform.
Beautiful.
And some amazing things have happened as a result of this particular e-group. The very first week, a person who had been trying to decide if he should retire or not and was really quite distraught about it, immediately decided that it was the right thing to do that he retire, and his whole life became much more positive as a result.
So amazing things happen. Transformation, that you're saying transformation, transformations happen in people's lives.
Yes.
Immediately. It's interesting how we take on people's beliefs. You know, someone says, you're fat, and we take it on as the truth, as I am fat.
That's
in
correct.
In fact, the I am within us is our divine self, our true self, our God self. We can say, I feel this way, right? It's a feeling that we can always change. Or I have, like, unhappiness within me. That it's something that I have now. I don't want it. I can release it. There's so many ways and opportunities for us to just really transform and awaken to who we are as precious divine beings. I really, really know that we are precious divine beings, and everything else is an illusion.
That's correct.
Now, someone out there, Nancy, is saying, how do we go, you know, how do we move through the illusion, all this talk about illusion, all these spiritual people are talking about illusion, but I'm really living it. I'm in hardship, I'm pain and suffering, I have dis-ease and discomfort and abusive relationships. How can this be an illusion?
I think the first thing is to go within and to be quiet and listen. Listen to your heart. Ask to be connected with God's energy, with Source, with oneness, and ask for guidance. And we will receive it if we ask. Now, it may not come in the way we expect it, so we need to be open that it may come from a telephone call, it may come from a letter, it may come from a neighbor, or it may come from a dream. But the information will come to us in many ways. The universe as long as we ask, we must ask for help. Because of free will, God's energy will not interfere in our lives. So we must ask for help. But once we ask for help, we will receive. And we must be open then to receive without expectations of it being in a particular way.
Right.
And if we don't get it in one way, we can get it in another way. For example, if we have a dream that we think may be giving us the answer, but we don't understand it, you can ask to have another dream that you can understand. And keep asking until you get the information and you can understand it.
Yeah, ask to clarify. It's so interesting. I just remembered something else that happened. 2 days ago, I reached into my purse looking for my driver's license. It wasn't there. I keep it in a case with my credit cards, insurance card, all of that. I reach in there. It's not in there. And I'm panicking. Fear comes up. All the crap, right?
Yeah.
My language. All the garbage. And then I'm like, what happened? I said, okay, sit down, calm down, get present. The voice says, you haven't lost it. It's in your house, okay? So again, I go into panic mode again, right? This is a learning for me. So I get present again. I get some learnings. Then the next morning, I didn't sleep all night long. I've never lost my driver's license or anything. I was, like, in shock, okay? For me, ooh, right. Next morning I get up and I'm like, what was that all about? I didn't sleep last night, you know, it was chaotic. And the inner voice says, you're too attached. You are too attached. Let go of the attachment. Okay? So I let go of the attachment. This is just an experience that I had about ask and you shall receive. Okay? So I let go of the attachment. I surrendered. I said goodbye to the case and everything. You know, it's been real 16 years with your case and everything. Okay. So last night I'm driving. I reached into my purse. All of a sudden I felt the case. Now what had happened is that I put it in the zipper of my purse. It had torn. Okay, and I had gone all the way in the lining of my purse. So I grabbed it and I went, wait a minute, how come you didn't tell me it's in my purse? It said, you weren't being specific enough. You didn't ask any more questions. Isn't that amazing, just going to touching upon what you said?
Yes, when we ask for guidance, it's very important that we have clarity about our question. Because we will get an answer to the question we ask, but the question we ask may not be exactly the information we're seeking.
Right, right. So be more specific, right?
To be more specific, but also to get clarity about what your intention is for asking the question. What information is it that you desire? I teach a process that Edgar Cayce called inspirational writing, in connecting with source and writing the question on a piece of paper, and then waiting in silence for the answer to come. This is not the same as automatic writing, where you're inviting a spirit to come in and write through you, but this is actually connecting with universal truth and receiving the information and writing it down as you hear it, so to speak, in your head. And so in that case, it's good to get a clarity of what it is that you want to ask, and then the answers will come. Now, there are many different ways to do this. Writing the question is not the only way. You can ask in meditation and receive an answer.
Right. So ask and you shall receive, and be open to receiving.
Be open to receiving in a way that's most beneficial to you, which may not be the way that you anticipate that the answer will come. It could be on a billboard as you're driving down the street.
Oh, for sure. Let go of attachments and expectations.
Yes.
And really allow the divine, the universe, for our highest, greatest good and well-being. Oh, Nancy, it's been really a pleasure. It's really been a pleasure. You're such an inspiring, and you're so beautiful, offering all of your magnificent tools and modalities for all of us. Our time is almost over. Do you have anything special you'd like to convey to our listeners out there briefly before we close?
I would like to tell them that all the information that they need, all the guidance that they need to live their lives, to handle all the difficulties that they have in their lives, is all within. If they connect with the oneness within, they will receive what they need.
And bless you. We're so aligned as to causing and creating oneness inside and out. Thank you so much, Nancy. We really appreciate you. Bless you for all of your wonderful work and your upcoming past life workshop in Monterey, California, May 10th. So people can sign up for that in the website?
They can sign up for that in the website, or they can call the Edgar Cayce, the ARE, and receive that information there for sign up.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. We wish you the best in your journey in this lifetime. And that's it. Blessings. We love you.
Thank you, Michelle, and blessings to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Oh, what a magnificent show. How fortunate we are to have awakened into this present moment. Releasing the past, healing the past, living in the present moment, as we allow ourselves to ask to be open and to receive from the magnificent source of God, the divine, the universe, allness, oneness, source of all that there is, for we are all one. I appreciate your presence. Thank you very much. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. Breathe it in. And breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. Again, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. It always is a pleasure. I'm here to serve you. I appreciate you. Thank you. This is Michelle Morovati again. Thank you. Blessings until next week. Good day.